Bom dia a todos os nossos ouvintes, sejam bem-vindos a mais Observatório Multipolar aqui no canal da Nova Resistência. Estamos hoje, mais uma vez, dando continuidade à nossa cobertura dos eventos na Palestina e trazendo vozes de peso para comentar sobre o tema. Um assunto muito discutido hoje em dia é a questão da comunhão de interesses entre todos os judeus, no caso israelense. A mídia sionista tenta nos fazer acreditar que ser contra Israel é ser contra os judeus, que ser judeu é sinônimo de ser sionista e que ser contra o sionismo é sinônimo de ser antissemita ou antijudeu. E nós sabemos que isso é uma grande falácia, que há muitos judeus antisionistas, os judeus, na verdade, são vanguardistas nesse sentido, são pioneiros numa militância antisionista, e a maior prova disso é o movimento Neturei Karta, que é um movimento de judeus antisionistas, o qual estamos trazendo aqui hoje para falar para o público brasileiro. Estamos aqui hoje com o Rabino Israel Dovidivais, que é porta-voz do movimento Neturei Karta e uma grande voz do judaísmo antisionista no mundo inteiro. E vamos comentar hoje sobre esse tema. Já vou passar agora a palavra para ele para a primeira pergunta e comentar sobre o que é o movimento sionista e por que o movimento Neturei Karta é contra o sionismo. So, Mr. Weiss, thank you very much for accepting our invitation. It's a pleasure to have you here with us. And first of all, we need a vital clarification regarding Israel. Here in Brazil, for example, little is said about the concept of Zionism. So what is the Zionist movement and why are the Neturei Karta against it?
Yeah, well, with the help of the Almighty, I pray to the Almighty to bestow upon me his truth, his wisdom, that I may convey his message and so sanctify his name and bring peace to the world.
Maurício.
Nosso convidado, ele começou abrindo o programa fazendo louvores a Deus, ao Senhor. You can go on.
Judaism is a religion of 3,000 years ago. Jews accepted the Torah on Mount Sinai, and that religion continues till today.
O judaísmo é uma religião muito antiga, de 3 mil anos, que surgiu no Monte Sinai. You can go on.
Our religion is to be subservient to God and follow strictly, adhere to the laws of the Torah.
Falou que a religião, o judaísmo é servir a Deus e seguir a Torá. You can go on.
And the Zionism is a movement of the last 150 years or so, which is a nationalist movement to have a piece of land, a state, and it is a totally materialistic, a nationalist group, and it is therefore a total transformation from being subservient to God to a nationalist concept that you are, it is free of being subservient to God. In fact, they declare themselves even a democracy. You can do what you want. They're only using the facade of Judaism, the name Judaism, but it's really void of godliness.
Ele falou que o sionismo, diferentemente do judaísmo, é um movimento extremamente recente, cerca de pouco mais de um século, e a religião judaísmo é servir a Deus, enquanto o sionismo é simplesmente um movimento que defende, um movimento nacionalista, que defende a conquista de um pedaço de terra feita por grupos que deformam o judaísmo, o princípio de ser submisso a Deus, e simplesmente usam uma capa religiosa para, como desculpa para fazer essas ações. You can go on.
I'm going to try to be concise. There is like maybe three or four more points that's very critical to understand the difference between Judaism and Zionism.
Ele falou que vai dizer alguns pontos principais que diferenciam o judaísmo do sionismo. You can go on.
Zionism says, Judaism is what we believe. God is the Almighty. He protects us. We look to him for protection, for everything, for health and for our lives. Zionism scorns and laughs at the religious Jew. They say, where was God in these 2,000 years that was spread around the world. Where was he to protect us? So it's blasphemy, it's heresy. They laugh at the religious and say, we have to have a gun to protect us. So it's rooted in blasphemy and heresy.
Ele diz que os judeus acreditam que Deus é o ser todo-poderoso e que eles rezam, louvam a Deus, pedem a Deus por proteção, por vida e por saúde. Enquanto o sionismo não se importa com esses princípios, porque para eles, Deus não os ajudou nos últimos 2000 anos onde os judeus estiveram espalhados ao redor do mundo. You can go on.
Judaism told the Jewish people, when God took the Jews out of Egypt, that they should go into the Holy Land and build a temple. But we were told that if we're not on that very special high level of holiness, the temple will be destroyed. And the temple was destroyed. King Solomon built a temple, and we were not on that proper level of holiness. The temple was destroyed, and we were dispersed throughout the world 2,000 years ago. We were dispersed throughout the world to live amongst all the other nations of the world.
Ele falou que quando Deus tirou os judeus da servidão do Egito e foi construído um templo em Israel, foi dito por Deus que se os judeus não permanecessem povo fiel à sua religião, o templo seria destruído. E foi efetivamente o que aconteceu. O templo foi destruído e assim o povo se dispersou ao redor do mundo. You can go on.
And we were told by God, King Solomon says it in his prophecy, the one who built the temple, King Solomon, wrote in his prophecy, he said, when we are dispersed around the world, we are expressly forbidden. We are forbidden, once we're dispersed around the world, we are forbidden to try to return en masse, in large numbers, or to leave exile, or to rebel against any nation. The three oaths are not to return in large numbers, not to rebel against any nation, or make any attempt to end exile. This is considered a cardinal crime to return and reestablish any type of Jewish sovereignty. So it doesn't matter if the land is empty, we're not allowed to have a Jewish sovereignty since 2,000 years ago.
Foi dito por Deus que Salomão disse numa profecia que enquanto os judeus estiverem dispersos ao redor do mundo, eles estão proibidos de retornar em massa e de deixar o exílio em outros países, em retornar em massa para a Palestina, para Israel, no caso. Isso seria um crime considerado gravíssimo, segundo a lei judaica, segundo a Torá, e é considerado um crime extremamente grave, o que os sionistas fizeram fora desse estado.
And so this, we respected this, we went through the Inquisition, as you know, in the Crusades, and Jews were tortured to leave their religion. Jews suffered a lot, that they never attempted to make a Jewish sovereignty. It doesn't matter, it's regardless if the land is inhabited or if it's even a desolate, it's a desert or whatever it may be. It doesn't matter. As a Jew, we are not permitted to make even 1 centimeter of a Jewish homeland, such like the state of Israel.
Continuou, ele falou sobre a Inquisição, onde os judeus foram perseguidos, foram torturados, e sofreram muito com isso, mas mesmo assim, não quiseram, não tentaram criar um Estado na Terra de Israel de volta. Eles simplesmente, pela lei deles, não podem retornar em massa, não podem pegar 1 centímetro de terra daquela região. You can go on.
We wait. The Jewish yearning is that the Almighty, with his compassion, should make a miracle, a metaphysical change in the world where all humanity will recognize one God. Then we will return. Then it will not have a state of Israel, nothing like this, you know, corrupt. It will be a concept where the world together will go up and serve God in harmony. That's what Jews pray for. But till that day comes, we're forbidden to make any attempts to leave exile.
Ele continuou e afirmou que os judeus só podem voltar à terra de Israel quando houver um milagre irreconhecível para assim eles serem permitidos, terem a permissão de voltarem àquela terra que era deles antigamente. Os povos do mundo se submeteriam a esse novo milagre e assim os judeus poderiam voltar àquela terra. You can go on.
Now, so the, on top of that, the next issue is that the Zionists, the state of Israel, in order to create their state, they had went into Palestine, which was an inhabited land. People were living there. There were hundreds of villages and towns and cities. And in order to be able to implement their creation of the state of Israel, they had to eradicate, wipe out, and throw out the people of Palestine and oppress them, subjugate them. So this, in of itself, is a crime against Judaism. The Torah, our covenant with God, is not to kill, not to steal. So this, to create the state, they perpetrated another colossal crime, another terrible crime of oppressing, killing, murdering the people of Palestine. That's totally against the Jewish religion.
Ele falou que a Palestina era habitada já por várias pessoas. E várias vilas, várias cidades foram destruídas pelo Estado sionista justamente para que o Estado de Israel consiga se estabelecer ali. Deus não disse para eles roubarem e para eles matarem as pessoas que viviam ali, mas roubar e matar justamente como o Estado de Israel foi fundado, o que é totalmente contrário ao que Deus disse. You can go on.
And one more point, that Jews are required to show gratitude for good that has been done to them. And it's a requirement of the Torah. And Jews have, when we suffered through these hundreds of years of exile, we were in Europe, many times we were banished from lands. It was the Muslim countries and that took us in, and including the Ottoman Empire that took us into Palestine. And throughout the Muslim world, we were embraced and given a safe haven, and we flourished. We were able to pray. We were as distinctly religious Jews amongst distinctly religious Muslims. It was no problem, the difference of religion. It wasn't an impediment to peaceful coexistence. We were taken in. So we have to show gratitude. So now, but the Zionists, in order to create the state, they vilify and accuse of being anti-Semitic the people of Palestine, that they hate the Jews, and that's why they're not letting the Jewish people be there, because they simply hate Jews. That is such a, in and of itself, is also a terrible crime against our religion, against the Jewish people.
Ele continuou e afirmou que na teologia deles, os judeus têm que ser gratos por tudo que aconteceu a eles nos últimos séculos, nos últimos milênios. E no momento, enquanto os judeus estiveram em exílio na Europa, eles foram perseguidos e perderam suas terras na Europa e foram acolhidos justamente por reinos muçulmanos religiosos, que seguiam a lei muçulmana. Não eram muçulmanos seculares, mas muçulmanos religiosos. E por isso, os judeus deviam ser gratos aos muçulmanos justamente por os terem protegido por tanto tempo, por terem conseguido prosperidade nesses territórios. E por causa disso, e sendo totalmente ingrato aos muçulmanos, os sionistas acusam os palestinos de antissemitismo e fala que os palestinos odeiam os judeus simplesmente porque eles são antissemitas por nada, mas não falam porque os sionistas especificamente roubaram a terra dos palestinos e os atacam e os massacram todo dia. You can go on.
Yeah, so basically I'd like to show, here's the picture of the Zionists when they made their state. David Ben-Gurion, the first prime minister, is declaring a declaration, reading the Declaration of Independence in 1948, Independence Hall. You can see they're making a so-called Jewish state that's supposed to be the Jewish religion, right? And that one of them is covering their heads. They have a Jew person covers his head. You would think they're making a religious, a Jewish state, a historic state, you would have a rabbi there, somebody representing the religion. You can see the hypocrisy, the falsehood, that here there's the Stars of David, picture of Theodore Herzl. None of them are covering the head. So it's just to show how false, that it's not Judaism, that they're just using, masquerading in the name of my religion.
Ele mostrou uma foto da fundação de Israel, quando Israel ficou independente, virou um país independente, e ele mostrou onde a foto onde o Ben-Gurion, o primeiro-ministro israelense, estava. E ele comentou que nessa fundação do Estado Sionista, todos estavam usando na cabeça deles um símbolo religioso judaico. E ele falou que isso é uma extrema hipocrisia, porque eles são tudo menos religiosos, eles estão sendo hipócritas, estão usando o judaísmo como desculpa para fazer algo errado, e que o judaísmo não é aquilo. You can go on.
Yeah, this is a picture how we, that I was talking about how we live together in the Muslim lands. This is a picture of how Jews live together in Palestine, in, and as I did throughout the Muslim lands, we live together in peace and harmony. It was never a problem of coexistence. This is the only problem is since the Zionist occupation, that is where all the hate comes from. Nothing to do with a religious, a difference of religion.
Ele mostrou uma foto agora de um judeu com um muçulmano árabe, vivendo pacificamente, coexistindo pacificamente juntos, sem problema algum. Não havia nenhum problema religioso, não havia nenhum problema de coexistência. Quem começou os problemas na região foi o sionismo. E isso demonstra que não é um problema religioso, não é um problema de, não é uma questão de islamismo contra judaísmo, é simplesmente o Estado sionista atacando, roubando as terras de quem morava ali. You can go on.
And here's the rabbis, the representatives of the Jewish communities around the world, including in Palestine, were totally against this Zionist movement. They said it's not Judaism, we don't want it, we don't want the occupation. And here you have the leader of the religious Jewish community in Palestine, whose name Rabbi Dushinsky of blessed memory, pleaded with the United Nations. This is the declaration before the United Nations, July 16th, 1947. And he said, we furthermore wish to express our definite opposition to a Jewish state in any part of Palestine. This was 1947, a year before the United Nations ratified the state. The rabbi representing the Jewish community said, we don't want this Jewish state. It's not a Jewish state. We don't want it. It's false.
Ele mostrou uma foto de rabinos na Palestina que eram totalmente contra o sionismo. Eles não queriam a ocupação sionista naquela região. Inclusive, o líder dos rabinos estava ali naquela foto. E essa foto, inclusive, é antes da resolução da ONU que fundou o Estado de Israel. E mostrou o texto ali embaixo na foto que falava uma frase dos rabinos ali, do líder dos rabinos, justamente contra a criação do Estado sionista, que os rabinos eram totalmente contra, eles não queriam que o Estado de Israel fosse criado.
And here you see, when he passed on, there was another rabbi, the next we took up another chief rabbi there, nothing to do with the Israeli rabbinate. They use the Star of David, the Israel, they make a rabbinate and a rabbi, it's all false. But the real rabbi, the representatives of the Jewish communities around the world, they have nothing to do with the Israeli rabbinate, so let's not confuse the two. But here you're seeing when that rabbi, who was the chief rabbi of Palestine, passed on, here you see the crowds, tens of thousands in the cities of Jerusalem, who are true to the Torah, who refuse to accept Zionism, standing up, going to take up the next chief rabbi. You see demonstrations of tens of thousands of Jews, this is in the United States, demonstrating against Zionism and the State of Israel. This is in front of the White House. So around the world, the very religious communities, including in Palestine, the very religious are totally in opposition to the existence of the Zionist State of Israel.
Ele mostrou um outro chefe rabínico que ele afirmou que é diferente dos rabinos que Israel usa, que os rabinos de Israel não são os verdadeiros representantes do judaísmo, e que os verdadeiros, tradicionais representantes do judaísmo, os rabinos, eles são contra Israel, o Estado de Israel. E ele mostrou também foto de judeus nos Estados Unidos protestando contra o Estado de Israel e também em outras localizações ao redor do mundo, inclusive na Palestina. Ele falou que os judeus religiosos, os judeus que seguem a sua religião, são contra a criação, são contra o Estado de Israel. You can go on.
And here you can just see, since the State of Israel and even before, the demonstrations take place daily in the cities of Al-Quds, of Jerusalem and around the world. You can see how they're beaten brutally. They're arrested. Boys and girls get arrested when they turn 17. because they refused to serve in the Israeli army. Excuse me, there's mandatory military service, but not only boys, but girls. Everyone becomes a criminal when they're 17 because we refuse to serve in their army. And the people demonstrate on the streets against the state. They get brutally beaten. Here you see children, young children, getting brutally beaten by not only the police, this is the military, old men, young children. And we could show there's hundreds and hundreds of people simply because they're demonstrating. They're not armed. The Jewish people don't carry guns. Nobody can accuse us of being terrorists. But we stand up and demonstrate against the state, and they get trampled with horses, beaten, assassinated continually, day by day, in the city of Jerusalem. And it's scandal, and nobody even talks about this.
Ele fala que até hoje os judeus continuam protestando contra o Estado de Israel, inclusive em Israel, e são presos por causa disso. É, jovens, tanto homens quanto mulheres, quando fazem 18 anos, têm que servir o exército israelense. Eles são obrigados. E muitos se recusam, então muitos são presos. E os que protestam na rua, eles são espancados, são atacados pela polícia, não só pela polícia, como também pelo exército. E ele mostrou uma foto, inclusive, de uma criança judia protestando contra o Estado de Israel, e ela foi agredida pela polícia israelense. E ele falou que esses judeus que protestam estão desarmados. E, sendo assim, não podem ser chamados de terroristas ou algo do tipo. São inocentes e eles são assassinados, são atacados, são violentados pelas forças de segurança de Israel. You can go on.
And we put out a book called The Rabbis Speak Out. This is a compilation of the leading authorities of Judaism. It's a religion, so the leading authorities are the rabbis around the world. The greatest leaders from every country spoke up, and wherever there was the religious communities from Jerusalem to in Europe, 130 years, it's already 140 years, all the rabbis spoke up against Zionism and said, this is not Judaism, it's false Judaism. One rabbi, that everybody knows him in the world, he's the codifier of Jewish law. His name was Rabbi Yisrael Meir Cohen, who passed away in 1933. Even before they made the state, they were in Europe. The Zionists started in Europe, the group that wanted to create the state. And he said, the Zionists are dead limbs of our people, which causes the entire body to rot. That the Zionists caused the entire Jewish body to rot. That is how they considered Zionism throughout the world amongst the religious communities.
Ele mostrou um livro chamado The Rabbi Speaks Out, que ele mostrou na tela, e falou que é uma compilação de rabinos ao redor do mundo que demonstram que são contra o Estado de Israel, que é um Estado ilegítimo, e é um livro antigo, bem antigo, até inclusive antes da criação do Estado de Israel. E no livro é bem falado que aquilo lá, que o Israel não é um Estado judeu, é um falso judaísmo. Ele citou um rabino, Samira Cohen, algum nome com pronúncia similar, que antes da criação do Estado, ele falou isso antes da criação do Estado de Israel, que os sionistas, eles são o câncer da comunidade judaica, e por serem assim, eles fazem o resto do corpo, o resto dos judeus serem mal vistos, fazem o corpo inteiro ser visto como ruim, ser estragar o resto da comunidade. Can go on.
If you go to the Mea Shearim, where the Jewish communities are in Jerusalem, the very religious community, or you will come to our community in New York, like in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, just an example, the largest concentration of religious Jews besides Jerusalem, or any other place in Montreal, in London, the very religious communities, you will find there's not even one Israeli flag in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, where tens of thousands of Jews are living, because the more the religious, around the world, the more the religious the community, the more anti-Zionist, anti the state of Israel they are, and the more we cry and feel with the suffering of the Palestinians, the people of Gaza.
Ele falou que se você for nas comunidades religiosas judaicas em Jerusalém ou no caso dele, em Nova York, no Brooklyn ou em Montreal ou em Londres, os judeus nos bairros judaicos não vai ter uma bandeira israelense. Porque quanto mais religioso o judeu é, mais antisionista ele é. E se compadece, assim, com o sofrimento do povo palestino, do povo de Gaza.
It went viral a few weeks ago now. I just heard there's a clip of how Jews are demonstrating in the streets of Jerusalem, and they're brutally beaten by the Zionists. This happens daily. We are not silent. We cry, we demonstrate constantly for the people of Palestine. Most of it, the media doesn't cover, because the major media is also under pressure that they shouldn't be labeled as anti-Semitic, even though it's not anti-Semitic, it's anti-Zionist. But because that disgusting label that they could use, they refer as anybody who stands up to the state is anti-Semitic, people are afraid to report about all the Jews who are demonstrating about the suffering of the people of Gaza.
Ele falou que um vídeo, os vídeos do grupo dele viralizou algumas semanas atrás, onde eles estavam protestando em Jerusalém e foram espancados pela polícia. E ele falou que isso é algo rotineiro, é algo comum, acontece muito em Israel. Mas a mídia não mostra essas coisas, não mostra os judeus sendo atacados pela polícia israelense, porque a mídia também tem medo de ser chamada de antissemita, sendo que isso não tem nada a ver com antissemitismo. É antissionismo e não antisionismo. São coisas totalmente diferentes e os próprios judeus religiosos são contra o Estado de Israel.
There will be tens of thousands of more Jews out in the streets demonstrating if it wouldn't be because they're afraid, they're intimidated because of the attacks physically and the other ways that they ruin people's lives by calling them self-hating Jews, anti-Semites. They make them lose their jobs. They put pressure on the businesses to fire them when they go out and demonstrate. If it wouldn't be for these brutal attacks of the Zionists, you would have around the world and in Palestine many, many more people demonstrating openly.
Ele falou que se não fosse o medo de ataques físicos, o medo de ser acusado de antissemitismo, mesmo sendo judeu, ele falou que os judeus também são acusados de antissemitismo, sendo eles mesmos judeus. E falou que se não fosse esse medo, eles teriam mais pessoas ainda, mais judeus, protestando contra o Estado de Israel. Mas não acontece, porque tem medo das represálias que podem vir a surgir.
Label the state of Israel the real anti-Semites. They are anti-Semitism personified because they are the ones who caused the 75 years and more of bloodshed of Palestinians, the Muslims, the Christians, and the Jews. If it wouldn't be for their state, we would be continuing to live both in Palestine and in every Muslim and Arab land, as we've had for hundreds of years. It's a fact. We live together for hundreds of years. The only change is the introduction, the creation of the state of Israel. If that wouldn't be there, if that wouldn't have come into the Holy Land, we would be living in the same courtyards, Muslims, Christians, and Jews. So they are the pure anti-Semitism, and they exacerbate anti-Semitism around the world. They make hate for Jews of Jews because people are angry at Jews. So they are the biggest problem for Jews, and not, like they say, the ones who oppose them are anti-Semitic. They are the anti-Semitism.
Ele falou que o Estado de Israel, que é o verdadeiro Estado antissemita, que os sionistas são verdadeiros antissemitas. Porque são eles que causam a morte de cristãos, de muçulmanos, inclusive de judeus. Se não fosse a criação, se não fosse a fundação do Estado de Israel, todos eles, cristãos, muçulmanos e judeus, viveriam em paz naquela região, como sempre viveram por séculos, sem problema algum. Israel que veio e quebrou essa dinâmica que trouxe os problemas para a região. Eles que fazem os judeus serem atacados ao redor do mundo, porque quando as pessoas veem o palestino sendo morto por bombardeios cruéis, as pessoas erroneamente associam aquilo a todos os judeus. E assim, os judeus começam a ser odiados, sendo que muitos judeus não concordam com o Estado de Israel, principalmente religiosos. E é por isso. Israel é o verdadeiro Estado antissemita, o verdadeiro Estado que ataca o judaísmo.
And so we plead with the world leaders that they should respect, just like Christianity, you turn to the Pope for opinion. You'll go in Islam, you'll go to the imams, to the sheikhs, the ayatollahs, you will ask, you respect their opinion. We are pleading with the world leaders. They should immediately force the state of Israel to stop the brutal attack, the mass slaughter on the people of Gaza, because they have, with their claim that they're terrorists and anti-Semites and so forth, they should immediately stop. Respect the voice of the Torah authorities, of the Jewish distinguished rabbis around the world who are going in the true Torah, who insist that the state of Israel is simply a farce, a masquerading in a religion, and it's a base criminal, it's a flawed, selfish movement, and they are the cause of all the problems. If they will stop the state of Israel's oppression, if they will not exist, then we can live in peace. So we're pleading with the world not. They should not go with the narrative of Israel. The Israel's narrative is anti-Semitism, and the people are bad. The people of Gaza are villains. The world should not let their intelligence be insulted anymore. Their intelligence is insulted. How that they could, you see, history shows that we lived in peace. History shows that it's only Zionism that's created this bloodshed. So they should stop letting their intelligence be insulted, the world leaders, by saying, yes, they have a right to bomb, they have a right to kill. It's ungodly. People say it's inhumane. It's ungodly. And they should respect the words of the Jewish authorities around the world, and they should stop immediately the oppression of the people of Gaza and ultimately the oppression of the people of Palestine.
É, ele fez um chamado, disse que os líderes mundiais pediu aos líderes mundiais que eles parem o Estado de Israel, que eles impeçam Israel de continuar o massacre que eles estão fazendo do povo de Gaza, porque isso é totalmente contra a religião judaica, isso é totalmente contra os princípios religiosos do judaísmo, e isso só causa mais problemas ainda. Se Israel parar com os bombardeios, se Israel parar com a opressão dos palestinos, haverá paz na região. Ele falou que a narrativa de Israel, que é antissemita, ela que causa os problemas, ela que causa os conflitos na região, ela que causa o ódio aos judeus. E a narrativa de Israel diz que o povo de Gaza é maligno, sendo que eles sempre viveram tranquilamente, sem problema algum, com os judeus naquela região por séculos. E ele falou que a gente tem que parar de deixar a nossa inteligência ser insultada, porque a narrativa israelense é extremamente falsa e mentirosa. Os judeus viveram sempre em paz com os muçulmanos e cristãos, até que o sionismo surgiu e criou todo esse problema, começar a matar civis e bombardear as pessoas. Os sionistas deviam respeitar as autoridades da própria religião deles, deviam começar a respeitar as autoridades judaicas, respeitar os rabinos, que é o que eles não fazem, eles são contra o judaísmo.
Yeah, and just like apartheid, the South Africa was able to continue with apartheid for many, many years, and they were respected in the United Nations, and the ones who, and it's so clear that it's oppression of the black people, yet they were respected, they were considered a religious, a God-fearing country, and they were respected in the United Nations. The ones who opposed them were called terrorists. And only it was the grassroots, it was the people who kept on stubbornly opposing, demonstrating, till their politicians were forced to stop the support of South Africa and force South Africa to stop apartheid. So we have to continue. We plead with the world that we should continue to demonstrate, and don't, because the world narrative is anti-Semitism, don't get intimidated. Keep on fighting, keep on speaking up, keep on till the politicians will have to stop. And just apartheid, when today everybody recognizes that apartheid was a terrible, ungodly. It was, how could you, because a person's skin is different, you can oppress them. And also at the end of the day, they had a peaceful, it was not a slaughter for the blacks or the whites. So we have to keep on insisting and doing. And even though the world leaders accepted Zionism, we have to, as people, grassroots, keep on working for the people of Palestine till ultimately the world will stop accepting this terrible crime, this Nakba. The Arab, the Muslim people call it a Nakba, a catastrophe. This has to be stopped. It will be stopped, but we have to keep on doing this till the world will step back and stop being fooled and to going on with this terrible Nakba.
É, ele citou o exemplo do apartheid na África do Sul, que durou décadas e que os grupos que resistiam, que eram contrários ao apartheid, eram considerados grupos terroristas. E o apartheid só veio a cair por conta da resistência do povo e por conta de pressão, das pressões vindas de povos de outros países para que seus respectivos governos consigam pressionar o apartheid até que ele acabe, que ele caia. E ele disse que mesmo que Israel acuse os antisionistas de antissemitismo, as pessoas têm que ser corajosas, as pessoas não podem parar sua crítica ao Estado de Israel, porque os verdadeiros antissemitas são eles, não quem critica o Estado de Israel. Hoje é reconhecido que o apartheid era algo maligno, e a gente espera que no futuro Israel seja reconhecido como Estado maligno, porque eles fazem a mesma coisa, eles fazem um apartheid contra os palestinos. É necessário pressionar os políticos de nossos países para que os nossos líderes aceitem e declarem que Israel é um Estado opressor, um Estado de apartheid, que assim o Estado caia.
And so, basically, we urge the whole world, God is almighty, that we should pray with his, that God with his compassion to bring a speedy and peaceful removal of this criminal occupation. And it happened again. He should do it with. He's capable of everything. It should happen speedily and peacefully, like the end of USSR was removed without any death. The same thing, and mostly the apartheid. We should pray to God. At the same time, everybody, I urge to really stand up. Don't be silent till it gets ended. This occupation. But be careful, don't call it a Jewish state or Jews, because then you fall into the trap of the Zionists that they'll label you anti-Semitic. Just stand up and do, and remember, when the world says there will be a slaughter, God forbid, no, remember, all the Arab and Muslim people lived with the Jews, and it can be done again. It's only Zionist propaganda and fear-mongering that says we can't live together in peace. We have always been able to live together, and we will be able to live in peace, so we should. Everybody should pray to God and speak up and do with their capabilities to have an end of this occupation.
Continuou e afirmou que devemos pressionar para que o Estado caia, mas de forma pacífica, assim como a União Soviética e a África do Sul, que são regimes, governos que caíram sem muita morte alguma, foi algo, uma transição pacífica. É assim que ele deseja. Que o Estado de Israel caia de forma pacífica. Devemos rezar a Deus por isso. E que não devemos nos calar diante da opressão do Estado de Israel. E também devemos tomar cuidado para não chamar Israel de um Estado judaico. Porque é isso que os sionistas querem. Eles querem que as pessoas acreditem que aquilo é um Estado judaico, para assim poder acusar as pessoas de antissemitismo, sendo que aquilo não é um Estado judaico, é um Estado anti-judaico. Os próprios judeus religiosos são contra o Estado de Israel. E ele demonstrou que é possível uma convivência pacífica entre muçulmanos e judeus daquela região, porque eles viveram pacificamente durante séculos ali e não houve problema algum. E isso pode voltar a ser feito. Simplesmente, com o fim do Estado de Israel, as coisas voltariam ao normal e judeus e muçulmanos viveriam pacificamente. Fiquem bom, né?
Yes, okay, with this, with God's help, I'll finish my, if anybody has questions, of course, I can answer. But I want to just be clear. In order to give a diagnosis, in order to be able to give a remedy for a sickness, you have to be able to clearly diagnose what the sickness is. For a hemorrhaging wound, if you're going to put on a Band-Aid and it's with painkillers, the doctor is a criminal. He has to know. So whether you agree, it has to go into discussion. We say clearly we can have peace. We're clear about it. But regardless of how you're going to... discuss how to rid ourselves, how to end the occupation. That's however you're going to discuss it, it has to be done. But however you will talk about it, one thing you have to know, the sickness is not a conflict of religions. The problem is not because Muslims hate Jews. It's because purely because of an occupation of a nationalist movement that just started 100 odd years ago, nothing with Jewish religion. It's a simple, flawed, illegitimate, against God, a nationalist movement that's using a name of a religion to occupy it. And they are the villains against the victims of the Palestinian people. Nothing more, nothing less. We can come to a solution with God's help much more easier than the world thinks. But do not confuse the issues. Diagnose the sickness, know it clearly, and now let's try to have a solution, which we can. Immediately stop bombing Gaza. Immediately let's save the people of Gaza, and we will, and let's remove ultimately the occupation entirety. That's what we hope.
É, ele falou que para dar corretamente remédio a uma doença, para conseguir curar uma doença, você tem que fazer diagnóstico correto. Por isso é importante entender o sionismo, entender suas raízes e por que ele existe, para assim poder saber como acabar com o Estado de Israel. Tem que ser entendido para as pessoas que o problema não é religioso, não é uma luta de judeus contra muçulmanos, é simplesmente uma questão territorial, uma questão puramente preocupação territorial de movimentos nacionalistas sionistas que quebram o que, para os judeus, o que Deus falou a eles, que não deveriam voltar àquela região, até que o milagre, como foi falado anteriormente, acontecesse. E eles usam, como justificativa, usam o nome da religião para oprimir as pessoas, para oprimir as vítimas palestinas. São opressores lutando contra pessoas indefesas. You can go on.
Yeah, and then ultimately we pray and urge everybody to pray the Almighty with his compassion to reveal his glory throughout the world, but all humanity will serve him in harmony. Amen. And like I say, if anybody has questions, hopefully with God's help, I'll be able to answer.
Ele finalizou a primeira pergunta, dizendo que temos que rezar e que assim conseguiremos viver em harmonia, e está disposto à próxima pergunta.
Thank you very much for your excellent response. And now we'll give the floor to Rafael Machado to make another question.
Thank you, Lucas. Obrigado, Lucas. Thank you very much for being with us here, Rabbi Weiss. It's an honor for us, and we can say that everyone here that is following our live program is liking you very much. There are a lot of praises and thank yous from everyone, many greetings. And I think it's very important what you're doing, because precisely because of this problem of anti-Semitism, and because we observe that Israeli's actions, Zionist actions, can and is creating more anti-Semitism, more resentment against Jews. So we need to give the floor to Jewish voices like yours, so that everyone in the world can know that Jews also are condemning this current government in Israel, Zionist actions, everything that is happening, and that has happened, because as you already said, it's something that didn't begin last month, but comes from decades already of oppression and persecution. And we also know that for centuries, just like you said, Jews lived mostly in peace in Muslim countries, in Ottoman Empire, etc. So I'm going to ask you about a delicate matter, as a matter of fact, which is the fact that, Netanyahu Carter was present in Iran 2006, where you spoke about the use, the appropriation of the Holocaust as a justification for the creation of the State of Israel. And as you said, you talked about anti-Semitism, and every time the Holocaust, which was a tragedy, is used as a kind of justification or as a kind of weapon that is used against everyone who criticizes Israel. So how do you see this political use of the history of the Jews by Zionism?
With the help of the Almighty, anybody who knows my history, my father lived in Hungary, my father of blessed memory, and his parents were killed in Auschwitz. Majority of his family were murdered by the Nazis. My mother's blessed memory, her family, mostly was from Poland, also were murdered by the Nazis. My father escaped when the Nazis came to Hungary. We live and breathe the Holocaust. My father-in-law was in Auschwitz, and the majority of all our families were murdered by the Nazis. So it's in our blood. We live and breathe this. But we know clearly that we died because we were Jews, and we proudly remain Jews and true to God and the religion. And therefore, it is the most greatest affront to us, the greatest crime, to take our God-fearing Jewish grandparents who died because they were Jews, and to take their blood and use that to rebel against God as a tool to sanctify, to create a state of Israel, and with the claim that because of these people that died, they have a right and people should support them and silence anybody who stands in opposition. They have a right to oppress and take the land from the Palestinians. This is so ungodly and just a double nakba to us, a double crime. And it's just as if taking the blood of our relatives who died and taking the ashes and burning it again. They have no right to do that. And in fact, we have books put out, and we have writings. We have a book called The Holocaust Victims Accused. It's a compilation of the writings of the rabbis. It was published, it is a book where we have the documents of the Zionists there through by World War II. There, I got it. It's called The Holocaust Victims Accused. It's easier to see it like this: The Holocaust Victims Accused by Rabbi Moshe Schoenfeld. He was actually the head of Saving the Jews. He was the son-in-law of the chief rabbi in England, and he put together a book about the history of Zionism by the Second World War. What they did, they thwarted the efforts of saving Jews by World War II. It's unbelievable stories. I have a book called Traditional Torah Opposition to Zionism. We have a lot of different documents of the Zionists. I'm going to just quote something, although it's not on that issue, but I think it's worthy of quoting. It's Theodor Herzl wrote in his diary, the way to page 14 in Theodor Herzl's diary, the father of Zionism, he wrote, the way to solve the problem of anti-Semitism is to speak to the head priest of Vienna, to get an appointment with the Pope, to make a mass conversion of all the Jews of Austria to Catholicism. It should be done on a Sunday in the middle of the day with music and pride publicly. We are the last generation that held on to the faith of our forefathers. The conversion would be in St. Stephen's Cathedral. It's not on that subject, just to show the mindset of the Zionists, how they totally have nothing to do with Judaism. I threw it in. I know it's not on this subject, but I figured I'll say
a moment.
Maybe, yeah.
A moment, Rabbi, for the translation.
Yeah.
Ele falou que o pai dele foi preso no campo de concentração de Auschwitz, mas ele conseguiu escapar. Ele falou que muitos outros judeus não conseguiram escapar, muitos outros judeus morreram lá, e morreram porque são judeus, exclusivamente por isso, por perseguição. E hoje em dia os judeus, eles têm orgulho do sangue dos seus mártires, são um povo que teme a Deus, e eles veem os sionistas usando a morte de judeus no Holocausto como uma coisa totalmente aberrante. Os sionistas usando os seus mártires, usando os judeus que morreram nos campos de concentração como desculpa para matar palestinos. É algo extremamente maligno, extremamente perverso. É usar o sangue dos mortos como desculpa para a opressão. Ele mostrou um livro chamado The Holocaust Victims Accused, que fala sobre os judeus nos campos de concentração. Também ele mostrou um outro livro chamado Traditional Torah Opposition to Zionism, que mostra que os sionistas eles não têm nada a ver com a religião judaica. Eles mesmos tinham um plano de fazer uma reunião com o Papa e todos se converterem ao catolicismo, para assim conseguirem mais favores, mais apoio e conseguir fundar o seu Estado em Israel. Então isso demonstra que a preocupação deles com a religião judaica, com o judaísmo, não valia nada, para eles não é nada. Só uma desculpa, só algo externo para usar para massacrar o povo. You can go on.
Yes. I'm going to just again, just one more quote, because it's so shocking that I've opened this book, I figured I'll say it also. It was Begin, Menachem Begin was a prime minister. His mentor was a very famous, was one of the leaders of Zionism. His name was Jabotinsky. Vladimir Jabotinsky, everybody most probably knows about him. And he also, I have to quote him just because it's so, we're talking about Zionism, it's so important to hear that. He said, in the national home, he was the founder of revisionist Zionism. And this is in the newspaper, Haaretz newspaper, which everybody knows, in October 1919, well before the state, but this is just to get a picture of Zionism. He said, in the national home, we will announce that those Jews who have on themselves the rust of exile, and they refuse to shave off their beards and earlocks, this is earlocks, payas, it's called earlocks, will be second-class citizens and not have the right to vote. He's making a Jewish state, but people who have beards and earlocks will not have the right to vote. This just shows what hypocrisy it is, that it's not a Jewish state. It's a nationalism who are using the religion to intimidate others, and they're totally against the Jewish religion. Jews who are religious, who have beards and pays, will not have the right to vote.
Ele falou, ele citou Vladimir Javitsky, que foi um dos líderes sionistas, e ele disse, ele afirmou, inclusive está no jornal Haaretz, que é um jornal que todo mundo conhece, um jornal bem famoso, ele disse que os judeus que não rasparem a barba e que tiverem essas tranças típicas dos judeus serão excluídos do Estado de Israel. Eles não poderão entrar no Estado de Israel. Isso demonstra como eles são hipócritas. Eles não se preocupam com a religião judaica. Não é um Estado judeu. É só um Estado nacionalista formado por grupos nacionalistas, não por grupos judeus. You can go on.
So the Chaim Weizmann, who was the first president of the State of Israel, wrote, and he was, by the way, the one who was most probably most pivotal in getting the creation of the state, because he was a scientist in Britain, and he helped them, he saved them by World War I by creating something like dynamite or something, and they promised him a reward. And he said his reward is they should help him make the State of Israel. So Chaim Weizmann, and I'm going to quote him, he wrote, this is what he said, he was quoted in many press, one is like the Jewish press, a Zionist newspaper in 2002, and he wrote, and I'm quoting him, he said rather, I'm quoting him, Palestine cannot absorb the Jews of Europe. I'll preface this. There was Jews were being starting to be murdered in the 1930s in large numbers by the Nazis. So they had meetings of the different groups of how should they should save the Jews. So the Zionists had their meetings and they were talking about how they can save the Jews. So Chaim Weizmann said at one of these meetings, he said, Palestine cannot absorb the Jews of Europe. We want only the best of Jewish youth to come to us. We want only the educated to enter Palestine for the purpose of increasing its culture. The other Jews will have to stay where they are and face whatever fate awaits them. These millions of Jews are dust on the wheels of history and may have to be blown away. We don't want them pouring into Palestine. We don't want Tel Aviv to become another low-grade ghetto. This is what the Zionists said.
Ele citou um outro líder sionista que falou que salvou pessoas de campos de concentração em troca deles apoiarem o Estado de Israel. E ele afirmou também que a Palestina não pode absorver, não pode trazer todos os judeus da Europa, que eles só querem os melhores e mais bem educados. E os que não fossem, que não tiverem nesse escritório, são judeus totalmente relevantes e indesejados, e que assim Israel não os quer lá.
One more quote I'm going to give, because you know it's too this massive amount of quotes and the facts, what they did, how the scandal of how the Zionists thwarted the efforts of saving Jews. This is just Yitzhak Rimbaum. He was the chairperson of the Jewish Agency's Rescue Committee. This is one of the heads of Zionism. Their agency is supposedly to save Jews. So he said, when they asked me, couldn't you give money out of the UJA, United Jewish People, that's the big funding organization, couldn't you give money out of the UJA for the rescue of Jews in Europe? I said, no. And I say again, no. One should resist this wave which pushes Zionist activities to secondary importance. Let them say I'm anti-Semitic. I'm leaving out a few lines, he said. Let them say I'm anti-Semitic. Let them say what they want. I will not demand that the Jewish agency allocates a sum of 300,000 or 100,000 pounds sterling to help European Jewry. And I think whoever demands such a thing is performing an anti-Zionist act. There's so many quotes. In other words, we don't want to lose money to save Jews. It's unbelievable. It's beyond comprehension.
Ele mostrou também mais um líder sionista, que um caso escandaloso, que ele fazia parte de uma agência para salvar judeus de perseguições, para proteger judeus das perseguições. Mas quando foi pedido dinheiro para que possam ser salvos judeus na Europa, ele disse simplesmente que esse dinheiro não era para salvar os judeus, simplesmente era para importar judeus para a Palestina. You can go on.
And there's so many more stories. We have so many different facts that Rabbi Weissmandel, a blessed memory, Michal Ber Weissmandel, he was from the very religious community, and he gave his life to save Jews. He went and met privately, secretly, he met with the Eichmanns. Eichmann, his name should be obliterated, he was the one who took care of the concentration camps. He was he went and met with his leaders, secretly, at the danger to his life, this Rabbi Michal Ber Weissmandel, and he arranged that they should stop killing Jews in the gas chambers in Auschwitz. He said he's ready to buy off the Jews. This was in 1944 when the Nazis were losing the war, and he said the Nazis at that time were ready to enter. They were in Slovakia, and they were ready to enter in Hungary. And he saw the Jews are going to be killed in Hungary. And he was from Hungary, Rabbi Weissmandel. So he met and he said, look, you're going to lose the war. I'll pay for the Jews. Stop killing the Jews. I'll buy the Jews off from you. You should not kill the Jews in Hungary and a third of Slovakia that was still alive. And they agreed. And they stopped for a month or two. They stopped gassing the Jews in Auschwitz. And they had to bring them money. And he went to the Zionist organizations. And they told behind his back, they got him arrested, and because they said they didn't want to give money, as I showed, they didn't want to help support it. Not only that, but they said to the victor goes the spoils. The victor who's going to win the war, they're going to get the spoils. They're going to get the land, and therefore they were hoping that the more people that get killed from the Jews, they'll get more land. From the victors, they'll get more of Palestine. So they said to the victor goes the spoils. He put out a book about this called Min HaMetzer, From the Depth of His Suffering, Min HaMetzer. And it's a book, Perfidy, that's written about this from Ben Hecht. This is the story of what happened. I'm not saying all the Zionists didn't try to help, but the Zionist movement is the story, how they thwarted the efforts of saving Jews, and they even colluded with the Nazis at the beginning, because they wanted the Jews to move to Palestine. So they even worked with the Nazis at the beginning because the Nazis wanted the Jews out of Germany and they wanted them in Palestine. They even worked together. There's many, many such stories. So we just want the world to know that how dare they use the Holocaust for their purpose when their hands are covered with the blood of Jews of the Holocaust.
Ele disse que o Holocausto é usado como é distorcido pelos sionistas. ele contou que um desses líderes sionistas se encontrou com líderes alemães em 1944 para fazer uma proposta de importar judeus para a Palestina, porque ele chegou para os alemães e disse que não valia a pena matar esses judeus, porque a Alemanha estava perdendo a guerra, principalmente os judeus da Hungria e da Eslováquia. Então ele fez uma proposta para pegar os judeus e mandar para a Palestina. E, por outro lado, havia sionistas que queriam que os judeus propriamente morressem nas câmaras de gás, martirizando mais judeus para que assim Israel tivesse mais, para que sionistas tivessem mais apoio popular para conseguir formar o Estado de Israel, conseguir pegar as terras na Palestina. E ele falou que muitos sionistas ajudaram os nazistas, principalmente no início, porque eles queriam expulsar os judeus da Alemanha para a Palestina para se formar o Estado. You can go on.
Yeah, just one more quote. Rabbi Michal Ber Weissman put out a brochure. It's called 10 Questions. He wrote one of the quotes of the Zionists is, one goat in the land of Israel is more important than an entire Jewish community in Europe. This is the way they looked at this. So their Zionism, they're ready to sacrifice on their altar of Zionism the lives of the Arabs, of Jews. It became to them a god, this Zionism, and it's not Judaism. And with God's help, we really, really have to see the end of this evil, terrible Nakba, this terrible crime of occupation by a nationalist movement that has no justification on this planet, on the world that is under God.
Ele citou uma frase de um líder sionista que disse que um bode em Jerusalém é mais importante que toda a comunidade judaica na Europa. Então, isso representa muito bem a mentalidade sionista, a mentalidade sionista e não judaica. You can go on.
That's it. And take further questions.
Thank you very much. Agora eu vou passar a palavra ao Arthur para ele... pedir uma mensagem aqui ao nosso convidado para o público brasileiro especial nesse momento.
Bom dia a todos. Rabbi Weiss, good morning. It's a pleasure to have you here. Your words are very clarifying for all of us. And about that, I want to make a message for us here in Brazil. Here we have a problem with media that is Zionist supporting Israel, and the worst part is that the community of Neo-Pentecostal evangelicals Christians here, they are hard supporting Israel and Zionism. So it's a real social problem when you saw a lot of Brazilians that don't have idea what has happened, the real situation, and even how the religions and Judaism is using for political interest with the Zionists. So I want to ask you a message to clarify for Brazilian people, for this Neo-Pentecost Christians, about the situation and the reality, not about the social reality, but about the religious reality as well, as you said before, how actually Zionism is something that is profaning Judaism and all this Judaism moral and religious. So I will translate the questions a bit to our audience. Bom, eu estou perguntando, justamente pedindo ao nosso convidado para que ele fale um pouco justamente sobre o sionismo dentro das igrejas neopentecostais, dentro do evangelismo e como que isso é venenoso, e também a relação à nossa mídia. So, we can go on.
Yes, with the help of the Almighty, we can only, again, appeal to the logic that God gives every human being. By every religion, you will look at the authorities, the very religious, to understand that religion. We plead with the people, look at the Jews who are true to their Jewish religion, the pious Jewish communities from hundreds of years and especially in the communities in Mea Shearim in Jerusalem, or in the United States, the very large communities who express very God-fearing communities, and they all object to this occupation and clearly explain logically and show, as I did, that Zionism is not Judaism, it's a nationalism. Judaism is subservience to God, and Judaism were able to, the Jewish people were able to always live together with the Muslims, including in Palestine, for hundreds of years. And it is only a purely different thing called Zionism, the state of Israel, that's caused so much death. Please, we plead with the world. It's too serious. It's too critical that one should be take it lightly, and not when you're dealing with death and suffering of so many people for so many years, that one should simply gloss over the issue and accept what is being told to you in the media. Step back and use the godly sense that God gave you, and because you fear of God, know that you must do what's just and righteous, and you will see that you will come to the conclusion that the occupation is criminal, and that the way to peace is to return to our existence of so many hundreds of years, help save so many beautiful souls, so many beautiful people, the people of Gaza, the people of Palestine, and the Jewish people from a really unfair, unjust creation and occupation, the state of Israel.
É, ele disse que para se entender uma religião você tem que olhar para as autoridades religiosas dela e não para o povo. Para entender o judaísmo temos que olhar aos rabinos, olhar as suas autoridades religiosas, aos judeus religiosos e não aos sionistas. E só assim entenderemos o verdadeiro judaísmo. O judaísmo, o sionismo não é judaísmo, e sim nacionalismo. Eles sempre viveram em paz com os palestinos e nunca houve problema algum. O sionismo quebrou isso. Ele falou que o sofrimento de milhões de pessoas não pode ser ignorado e que ele também deu um conselho, que quando a mídia os atacar o anti-sionismo, lembre-se que Deus disse para você fazer o que é certo. E assim você vai entender, você vai ter a firmeza, a convicção que a ocupação da Palestina é algo criminoso e que a raiz da paz é conviver em harmonia como sempre viveram durante séculos. You can go on.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Rabbi, for this interview. I think it's...
Should I answer?
Okay.
Okay. Eu estava fora, não consegui me ouvir?
Caiu a sua internet.
Ah, okay. So, thank you, Rabbi, for your interview. This is a very important contribution to Brazil, because I tend to say we have a big problem here with both with mainstream media making and with some sectors of our society trying to make Judaism and Zionism synonymous. And when we speak out against this lie, we are doing so, but we are not Jews, and when we bring a Jew to talk about this, we are showing the reality, and people can see with their own eyes what is really Zionism, and that Zionism is not Judaism and does not represent the Jewish people. So thank you very much. Machado, suas considerações?
Rapidamente, só para também não ocupar o tempo. Thank you very much, Rabbi. It's an honor to have you with us here. I hope we can meet you again and have you here with us some other time so we can talk a bit more about the importance of your work and real Judaism, traditional Judaism, that is so much different from criminal Zionism, which is basically a terroristic, materialistic ideology. So thank you very much, and until next time.
Yeah, we would love to come. I would love to come to Brazil and meet with the people, speak in the schools, help educate. And I think everybody knows that when you come live, it somehow works much better. We went through the COVID. We know that live is always a better way of conveying messages. So hope, with God's help, we should be able to, but I hope that it shouldn't be necessary. We should be today free of this occupation to be doing peacefully.
Yes, thank you very much. This would be a very good opportunity. And now, Arthur, your final words.
Thank you, John.
I want to thank you one more time for taking your time here to talk with us, and we'll be clean about all the situations and explain ourselves about the difference of Judaism and Zionism. And it's really interesting how you show us some photos, you talking about even the construction of the State of Israel, and it's even the beginning and for now the end, it was really clear the difference and how Zionism is not a poison for Palestinian people, but for even Judaism itself. So our support for your fight too. And one more time, thanks, and you're welcome here.
Thank you. So, bye-bye. Thank you.
E é isso, pessoal. Muito obrigado a todos e fiquem de olho nas novidades do canal. Até a próxima.